Proclamation number 3465 of 31st of March, 1945. My father and I are one. My father and I are one. I had to speak these words to people who are unable to understand that love, the eternal creative power from which everything emerged, was in me and thus enabled me to do the same as the Father, the creator of all that is, was able to accomplish. I wanted to prove to people the strength of love which was active in me, and I wanted to make it understandable to them that this strength is the original strength which let everything come into being, and that this strength works in a person who is love in himself. For the Father, as the eternal love, unites himself with everything that has shaped itself into love and is therefore one with him. The elemental strength unites itself again with that which originated from it as a flow of strength, and thus the human being who has become love is no longer separate from it. And thus the strength will also express itself in all its effectiveness where unification with the Father has taken place. And the human being filled with eternal love will be powerful. He will be able to use his might and strength and accomplish things which are beyond human ability. He will be able to work miracles, just as I had that strength at my disposal and used it to prove the power of love to people. I wanted to illustrate the power of love to people in order to inspire them to work with love, in order to motivate them to follow me and likewise strive for unification with the Father. Yet humanity did not understand this, for their spirit was darkened by unkindness, and the darkness of spirit could not be remedied in any other way than through loving activity, because spiritual brightness requires the permeation of God's strength of love. But this can only express itself where love is practiced and felt. But spiritual brightness is light. Spiritual brightness is wisdom which is born of love. And thus light and strength are one. Wisdom and love cannot be thought of without each other, just as the Father cannot be thought of without the Son. Love as generating power and wisdom as emanation of it, as light which no longer allows darkness to arise. And divine wisdom had to fill my nature when I lived on earth as a human being, because the fullness of the strength of love flowed into my physical cover and made it able to work miracles. Yet people don't grasp it until they have become love themselves and can feel the strength of love in themselves. They can enter into the most intimate bond with God, their Father of Eternity. They can be one with their Heavenly Father, the Eternal Love, just as I was one with Him. If only they live in love and thereby align themselves with the Eternal Love, the elemental strength from whom they once originated. To be permeated by Eternal Love is incomparable bliss. To be knowledgeable and powerful and to receive this knowledge and power directly from God. To feel no separation from the Father, whose love draws into his domain all that does not oppose him. This bliss is so overwhelming that mortal man is unable to bear it. Nevertheless, he can strive for it with the awareness that the Father will fetch him into the spiritual kingdom if he has entered into union with him on earth. My way of life on earth, however, was intended to make the strength of love visible to people. They were to learn to grasp its significance in order to take my way of life as an example and, like me, choose the Father, eternal love, as the aim of their earthly life. The union with God already took place on earth, Its effect was visible to people who were devoid of all love and left without light, i.e., ignorant. I wanted to come to their aid and show them the way to step out of the darkness of night into the bright light of day. I taught them and gave them the commandment of love. For God was in me and so was His wisdom. I was one with my Father. Incomprehensible to mankind. I was merged with Him eternally, for to eternal love all returns that has changed to love. Amen.